new career.
It's 6 o'clock. We're going to begin tonight, and I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Curtis.
Hi, Chairman. It's a pleasure and honor always to honor employees as the employee spotlight. And tonight I'd like to honor someone who is an exceptional teacher within our school system. And she's not here tonight because guess what? She's working. She is working at Canyon County South. She is there. It's Ms. Darcy Leach, who teaches physical education. And I'd like to talk about Ms. Darcy just for a minute because she's not here, and we'll make sure she gets her certificate. I'll go and embarrass her in front of a PE class or something at South. But Darcy Leach is an amazing physical education teacher that encourages students and families to be active and productive citizens. She uses her talents to create learning environments that challenge students and expose them in a variety of fitness activities and routines. She has literally recreated the Winter Olympics for her students in her class, developed challenging fun and field days, say that 10 times, at her students. And it makes students literally love physical education. Her classroom may be a gym, it could be outside, or in a teacher's classroom. Whatever, wherever she is, she makes fitness fun, educational, and she makes it meaningful. She collaborates with other teachers and brings real-life scenarios into her lessons. And recently she paired with a school counselor, Mr. Corey Stephis, who's also had this award before, and also SRO Travis Turney, and the Canyon County Drug Coalition to do what's called the Quick Click Challenge. And these students had to work hard in teams of four to buckle their seatbelt in every seat of the car. And it was a lot of fun and gave the students an opportunity to practice being safe on a vehicle. And Darcy, and Miss Bonnie nominated her, I believe that she is one of our shining stars for Canyon County Schools. So congratulations. Give Darcy a hand.
Call the roll.
Mr. McMackins.
Here.
Mr. Mell.
Here.
Mr. Mullins.
Here.
Ms. Curtis.
Here.
Chairman Thomas.
Here.
Chairman Thomas, you have 5 members present, none absent. You do have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Our first item of business tonight is to look at the director's contract, specifically the residing requirement that is found in Section 2, Part C. Do you have a motion? I will make a motion that we change the residing requirement and the director's contract state that the director must live within a 50-mile radius of the county. Yes, of the county.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion?
Is this an addendum to the current contract or is this?
Well, what we would do there is just strike out where it says the director shall reside within the boundaries of the school district. What I would suggest, the director shall reside within 50 miles of the school district. And keep all of that. It's just amended. It's what it would do. We'll get the attorney to go over that. He can have that done just a matter of days, and then the chairman can sign that.
Only thing changing is... Okay.
All right.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mr. Mullins, that the directors to change to Part C of the director's contract, stating that would be Section 2, Part C. I'll make that clear. The director shall reside within 50 miles of the school district. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
No.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, four ayes, one nay.
Thank you. Item number two is to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll second.
Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Ms. Curtis to approve the revised agenda for the November 10th, 2022 meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you, sir. Item number three on the agenda tonight is our consent agenda. We discussed this on Tuesday night with approval of the October minutes and then a list of overnight and out-of-state trips. Do you have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mrs. Trammell, seconded by Ms. Curtis to approve the consent agenda. A, approve the minutes of the October 4th, 2022 meeting of the board. B, overnight and out-of-state trips, trip number 4237, Cannon County High School Boys and Girls Basketball Christmas Classic, Salina, Tennessee, on December 21st through December 23rd, 2022. Trip number 4260, State Beta Club Convention, Cannon County High School, Nashville, Tennessee, on November 27th through November the 30th, 2022. Trip number 4263, Beta Club Trip, from Cannon North Elementary School to Nashville, November 19th through November 21st. Trip number 4265, the Junior Beta Club Convention from Cannon County Middle School, going to Nashville, Tennessee, November 20th through the 22nd of 2022. And trip number 4271, the Junior Beta Club Convention, Cannon South Elementary School to Nashville, Tennessee, on November 18th through November 20th. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number four on the agenda tonight was an item for the workshop only, which was the financial report. We were sent in emails, and I think that we all did acknowledge that we got those. Thank you for that. Item number five on the agenda was also a workshop-only item, and that was an update from our architect, Gregor Smee. We heard from him via phone call on Tuesday night. Item number six on tonight's agenda is an update from Reliant Realty. Mr. Russell, if you could take this to the microphone, please.
So earlier today, we received an offer on the property, $750,000 cash offer, $70,000 earnest money, 30 days of due diligence, so to pay all title expenses, closing date January 18th, and the time limit on this offer is 6 p.m. tomorrow. My suggestion is, after talking with the agent, there's probably a little bit of room for a reasonable counter, so my suggestion is to counter at $800,000. So, I don't know if y'all vote on that tonight. Would y'all be able to do that?
So, who are these buyers?
So, what I know of these buyers is they're going to turn this into their personal residence. That's pretty much all the information I have on that. And I know we've talked about a price reduction on Tuesday. I believe at this time, if we're going to work on this offer, hold off on that.
I make a motion we counter offer at $800,000 and then go from there.
So, how would we go about?
We have to have a second before we can discuss.
I'll second.
Okay. All right, so open for discussion.
So we don't meet for another.
Well, we actually do meet on the 15th, on November 15th. That's a workshop. But if the offer's good, you could call a special called meeting for that 15th and to discuss that and be the only thing on the agenda is what you could do. That's up to the board on what you'd like to do. If you wanted to, say, leave it alone at 900 and whatever, what was it there, Stephen, 900,000? 999, leave it alone and let them see if they'd be amenable to a counteroffer, or just say, okay, we accept, we'll go down to 800 and you go from there, which that's the motion right now, is to lower the asking price for former Short Mountain Elementary School property to $800,000. And would you extend the lease, the listing through February 2, or would you? Because that's what was discussed at the workshop.
Right, but this new, with this new information, the motion on the floor is to counter with 800, what you said?
Right, it was a price reduction of, say, 50.
Okay, yeah, but this is a counter of 800. So if they accept this counter, then that's it, right? You don't have to come back and
If they accept it, though, or they will they can they wait till next Tuesday when we have another? I mean, if we
that's my question.
Because you just said 6 p.m. tomorrow night, right?
That's when their offer expires. Yes. Yeah, I don't know if they'd be willing to wait or not. And one other item is the personal belongings. So I was trying to get hold of Melanie to see what else has been placed in the school since we last seen it. She said that the buyers were to excel desks, filing cabinets, things like that. But I don't know what else is in there. So I tried to get hold of her before the meeting, and I couldn't. So.
I don't believe, Stephen, that there's a whole lot more or anything more in there than what you saw last time. In fact, it may be less of what you saw last time. But I do believe that there's certainly still things at that location.
Are the books still in the library?
I think they were all boxed up is the last I heard, because we need to get those to Kentucky before the winter gets too bad. And Melanie and I discussed that. She's been awfully busy right now. And so we were going to wait till they kind of slowed down and then get those books to Kentucky. But I think all those books have been boxed up in those portable that are still there.
Well, I know she's going to remove the sheds.
Yes.
And they were filled with ballots, but they're supposed to be removed at some point.
Well, once it, if the counter offer is accepted, then you've got X amount of time to.
Right.
That's what we encountered before. So.
So do we need to come back and with a vote on the counter end, or how does that work?
The motion on the floor right now is to counter offer with 800, and it's been seconded. Is there any more discussion? We can vote on that tonight.
Okay.
Okay. That is on the floor.
We make a motion that we offer a counter offer, and if the counter offer is accepted, then we would accept that.
That's what I was going to ask.
You can certainly amend that. We know no votes taking place, so whoever, Mr. Mullins made the motion, so he can change that motion and say, I'd like to add.
They have a chance.
Right.
They probably may not understand what particular we're in as a board. We're not like an individual selling a piece of property.
Right. And I discussed that with
entity that has to sell it, a group of people involved. So.
So I can redo my motion to
And if accepted, and if offer is accepted.
At 800, then sell it.
Put the amount on there. I would put the amount on there.
800,000.
800,000.
And that's what you suggested, right? Was 800,000?
He did. 800, right? That's our count.
Yeah. That's what I'm proposing. You agree with that?
I'm going to write that down. Okay. You want to read the motion, the revised motion, Madam Chairman?
Please, sir.
To counter offer for former Short Mountain Elementary School property to $800,000. And if offer of $800,000 is accepted, sale is to be completed. Is that what you're thinking there? Is that satisfying the realtor?
Yeah. And so, you'll vote on that.
Here in just a second, I mean, after the discussion.
Yes.
Is there any more discussion?
Well, and then the next thing is to extend the listing agreement. That's all. So that's two different votes.
Okay. Any more discussion at all? Mr. Paris, call a roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins to counteroffer for former Short Mountain Elementary School property to $800,000, and if offer of $800,000 is accepted, sale is to be completed. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
By the consensus of my district, no.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
No.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, three ayes, two nays.
Thank you, Mr. Curtis. At this time, do we need to also take a vote? Just fall through, or do we need,
You can do that. I just add a motion 6A.
Okay.
And if you just a second, get another motion sheet out, I'll get that done. And we can do, you could do a 6A. If this offer is not accepted, then we'll extend the listing to, Stephen, what did you suggest, February?
When do we say grant deferral out now? What's your present ending date?
Present ending date, 22nd
Madam Chairman, I'm ready to copy down a motion if given.
Is there a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion if the sale goes through of $800,000 and we extend the agreement with Lyon Realty to February of 2023.
Is there a second?
I'll see.
Any discussion? Any questions for Mr. Russell? Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Give me just a second, Madam Chair.
Take your time.
I'm going pretty quick here.
I'm trying to watch you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine, Madam Chair. Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins. If sale is not completed on the former Short Mountain Elementary School, then the listing will be extended to February 28th, 2022. Is that your motion?
23.
23, sorry. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
No.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
No.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, three ayes, two nays.
Thank you. I'm going to ask board members if you can bring your microphones in. We've been notified we can't be heard here. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Russell.
Thank you.
Item number 7 of tonight's agenda is a safety report, which is the workshop only item. Ms. Bonnie gave us a copy of that. It was in our packet. We will continue to move on. Item number 8 is the ESSER report, which is also a workshop-only item. Ms. Alexander presented that on Tuesday night. We will continue forward. Item number 9 on the agenda is a facilities report that came from Ms. Chisholm on Tuesday night in detail. We appreciate all three of these ladies and the work that they do. We will continue to move on from that as well. Item number 10 on tonight's agenda is discussion and some decisions that need to be made about the budget advisory committee. It was tabled from last month. We needed to gather more information, which we did. The finance department was very helpful. And we will open discussion for that tonight and make available the need for motion. So first we need to vote to change our numbers, correct?
Well, it'd be a motion to reconsider motion number 19 of the September 14th, 2022 meeting of the County Academy Board of Education. And I can read that if you want to read that motion. I can read that motion, Madam Chairman. I think everybody knows it.
I think everyone knows it. Does anybody need to read it? I'm comfortable with it. Okay. Do I have a motion?
Close.
Somebody online.
I'm so sorry. Do we? That's okay. Do we have a motion to reconsider that former motion?
I'll put in a motion.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Curtis, call the roll.
Motion made by Mrs. Trammell, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to reconsider motion 19 of the September 14, 2022 meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education to approve the formation of a Cannon County Board of Education Budget Advisory Committee as suggested by the Cannon County Finance Department, consisting of six Cannon County Board of Education members, five members and one director, three Cannon County commissioners, two Finance Department personnel, and five community members from each district for a total of 16 members. Mr. McMackins. This is the motion to reconsider.
Just to reconsider.
Aye. Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays?
Thank you. So moving forward now, after our discussion on Tuesday night, I'll ask, are there any motions on the floor that would like to be made? And the direction to form this budget committee.
I guess just rewrite the old motion, change the numbers. Okay. Everybody's thinking. Make a motion to just change the previous motion numbers. Two commissioners, two outside citizens, finance, and process.
I'll second that. Mr. Curtin? Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any discussion? Anybody have any discussion on this motion?
So we're having two commissioners, two citizens, we'll say, and two finance personnel. Is that what you said?
From the finance department. Right?
Or from the finance department. Is that what you said?
There's three people there, right? You can't come. So maybe she just ran it down to an individual name. So, yes.
Okay. Okay.
We could say one
of the financial department.
Sometimes some. Two
may
show up.
I think
12
total.
Yep, yes, ma'am, 12 total. Okay. And I've got two community members. Is that okay with your motion?
Yes.
Mr. McMackins, is that okay?
So,
community members.
Yeah.
I said civilians. I've heard civilians, I think, Lincoln used that, but I've heard community members. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Curtis, can you call the roll?
Motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Ms. Thomas to approve the formation of the Cannon County Board of Education Budget Advisory Committee as suggested by the Cannon County Finance Department, consisting of six Cannon County Board of Education members, five members and one director, two Cannon County commissioners, two Finance Department personnel, and two community members for a total of 12 members. Mr. McMackin.
Aye.
Mr. Mell.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Moving forward with this.
That'll be motion 10A for everybody who's keeping up.
Okay. Thank you. So if we would like to move in another motion that's to be made tonight in order to nominate or to name committee members.
What I would suggest, Madam Chairman, for would be 10B would be your county commissioners, 10C. Would be your two community members, and then 10D, you're going to have to put some dates here to this time, so that's what I would suggest. Board can decide what they want to do.
So let's start with the motions for commissioners. We have nominations, our names we would like to put forward there.
I would like to suggest Crystal Alexander.
Have any other suggestions as far as commissioners?
That'd be up to the chairman. She can tell me what to do, and we'll call roll. I've got plenty of motion sheets here, so we'll...
The motion is both of these individuals?
We can do that individually if you guys would like to. That's fine with me. And I think we just go with this motion. Do you have a second on Ms. Crystal Alexander?
Are we seconding?
You're seconding the nomination is what you're doing, so.
I got you, okay. I'll second the nomination for Ms. Alexander. Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Thomas. To appoint County Commissioner Crystal Alexander to serve on the Budget Advisory Committee. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Pass.
Pass, is that here?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas?
Aye.
Or Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, 1 pass, no nays.
Thanks, sir.
4 ayes.
4 ayes, excuse me. Thank you, Derek, for correcting your former sixth grade math teacher. That's, I know you appreciated that. You have elected Crystal Alexander as part of the budget committee. You have one more commissioner to nominate in this ballot.
Do you have any more nominations?
Was there any commissioners at the workshop the other night that showed interest?
Mr. Randy Gannon was there and said he would be able to help in every anyway. Mr. Mears was also, he's with us tonight. He was there as well and has been present. But I'm not for sure if he would be willing to do that. I do know that Mr. Gannon was willing to do that.
I'll make the motion to nominate Randy Gannon if he's showed the willingness to do it for the second commissioner.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, let's call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to nominate Mr. County Commissioner Randy Gannon to serve on the Budget Advisory Committee. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Thomas? I mean, Ms. Curtis, sorry.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. We'll move on to our community member nominations. Do we have any nominations?
Well, in my community, my Short Mountain community, I had spoke with Miss Amy Brandon. She works with Matt Cowan. She's just a very intelligent lady. She helps, you know, run his office and things like that. She was very, very interested in doing that, so I would like to nominate her.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Motion made by Ms. Curtis, seconded by Ms. Trammell, to nominate Ms. Amy Brandon to serve as the community member of the Budget Advisory Committee. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
I'll step up, and I really was pleased to meet and get to know the background on Mr. Reagan, Mr. Terry Reagan, that joined us a couple of Tuesday nights ago. I enjoyed his willingness to step up in a community that he lives in and help out. So I will place Mr. Terry Reagan up for nomination tonight. Is there a second?
I'll see.
Okay, did you get him? All right, Mr. McMackins, by a nose there, or by a whisper.
Mr. Curtis, can you please call the roll?
Motion made by Ms. Thomas, seconded by Mr. McMackins, to nominate Mr. Ronald Terrence Reagan to serve on the Budget Advisory Committee. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays. So you have elected to serve on the Budget Advisory Committee, Ms. Amy Brandon and Mr. Ronald Terrence Reagan.
Thank you. I believe that I understand that we are comfortable with the Finance Department choosing the two individuals that they see fit to come. That was our agreement. Move on to actually making sure that we have our dates addressed and voted on tonight. We are looking at Tuesday, please correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, November the 15th, and Tuesday, December the 13th, for our two budget meetings. I think we should probably call those strategic planning and budget workshops. Should be the right terminology there.
Madam Chairman, it has been suggested at the workshop that December 12th and December 13th were going to be the workshop on the 12th and the meeting on the 13th.
Yes,
would you like to do that after the meeting or before the meeting? Or because you've got, a problem there because you've got a meeting, a Connecticut Board of Education meeting scheduled same night as a Budget Advisory Committee meeting.
Right. We do. I guess maybe have a little bit of discussion with that. I don't believe, because of work schedules with some individuals on the board, that we could ever do it before.
I can't. I mean, okay. I do good to get here at 6 most months.
Right.
Which one are you saying first? Which one are we going to do first?
So we would do, I think we would need to keep, in my opinion, we would need to keep our board meeting at 6
yes.
and then follow with a strategic planning and budget meeting, I mean, workshop following that, if everybody is on board.
Now, your location, of course, that would be another thing to discuss, too, as part of this, is your locations. So your location for the 15th meeting, where would y'all like to do that? I have checked, and the committee room is available. The Cannon County Committee Room is available there. I checked with Kristen earlier today, and she said it's available on the 15th of November. So you're good for that location.
I think that would be nice.
If that is, if you get a consensus of the board.
Where is that?
It's up at the committee room, right there above our office, at the Tatum Street entrance.
Okay.
The finance, right before he is in the finance department.
Okay.
It's right by the county executive's office now.
That's where a lot of the commissioners have their committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think Kristen said there was a 911, but she said they could move in there to the finance board room. There's a finance board room, too. It's a smaller group than what ours would be.
I agree. Out of courtesy, I'm going to ask this. Since we are having a workshop on December, meeting on December the 13th in this room, could we continue on meeting in here after that so we would not have travel?
Yes.
Is the 13th the regular meeting and the workshops the 12th?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I had that right.
If that passes, that's later on in the agenda. That's later on the agenda, that's what was suggested. That was what was suggested, yeah, on the workshop.
That's what I thought.
Because they're going to be gone, Jessica and Rebecca's going to be gone on the 8th and the 9th.
With those dates discussed, do we have a motion on the floor to accept those dates?
I'll make a motion, we accept November 15th and December the 13th after the
regular meeting.
Scheduled December monthly meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Kirsch, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mrs. Trammell, to approve the following dates and locations, or dates, times, and locations that the Budget Advisory Committee will meet. The date, first date, 11/15/2022, 6 p.m., and the location is the Cannon County Committee Room. And I'll put that, when I send out the press release, I'll put the exact date, 110 Tatum Street, South Tatum Street. And then 12/13/2022, after the regular monthly meeting of the Cannon County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 11 on tonight's agenda is to approve the items of surplus at Cannon County High School, which was two vending machines. Do I have a motion to declare these two items as surplus?
I'll make a motion.
What is it, just vending?
It is two vending machines, and we did discuss the lift that's there in the ag shop, the two-pronged lift, I think Mr. Nichols called it, and that's been already previous board had adopted to sell that as surplus. It's just been sitting there, but Mr. Nichols wanted to advise us of that. But this one would be to approve two vending machines that have been located out there in the ag shop. That are just broken, and basically what I told them we could do if you decide to do surplus those, just salvage them as metal, because you're not going to get.
We do have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second for any more discussion? Anything else?
Yes. On that motion, I talked to Ms. Sism today on some other issues at the high school, and she wanted to make sure we put in there that the buyer takes the lift out. So whoever buys the lift in ag shop, they have to come remove it from ag shop. We just need to make sure that, if we can put that in the motion.
And Derek, the thing about that lift is it's already been surplus. We just need to get somebody on it to get it sold.
Right, but we just need to put in there that when it sales is all I'm making sure.
Okay.
So when it's sold, the buyer knows that they have to come take it down and not our maintenance department.
Lift. Hope I got that right. Can Ms. Curtis, would like to change your motion, or we can amend the motion?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. The motion would be, let me read the motion if that's correct, if that's okay, Madam Chairman. Motion to approve two vending machines as surplus at Cannon County High School, or I'm going to put two CCHS vending machines as surplus to salvage for metal price, and the lift previously approved as surplus, when sold, the buyer is to remove lift. Is that good, Derek? Is that okay, Jessica, in your motion?
Works for me.
Okay. Motion made by Ms. Curtis, seconded by Ms. Trammell. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
All right. Moving on. Number 12 on tonight's agenda is to appoint a legislative representative to the County Board of Education. This was discussed on Tuesday night. Mr. Curtis had helped out and put in an interim for us, which was Mr. McMackins. Is there a motion tonight to appoint someone specifically permanently?
Are you willing to do this, Mr. McMackins?
Anybody else willing to do this?
Ah. I make a motion.
Well, I mean, if you look at the duties, I can read those for you if you want me to, Madam Chairman.
No, I think that we kind of understood it. Now, anybody else need to know the specifics?
No, I read it.
Mr. Mullins, you were.
I'll make a motion to appoint Mr. McMackins.
5 seconds. I'll second that motion. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Chairman Thomas to appoint Mr. Wade McMackins as the legislative representative of the Cannon County Board of Education. Mr. McMackins.
My wife will be calling him.
I don't know how to mark the ballot here, sir.
I'm going to vote for myself.
Okay, pass. Okay, thanks, sir. Mr. Mill.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Resounding aye.
Madam Chairman, you have four ayes, no nays, one pass. If I get my score right here.
Mr. McMackins, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You may get a comment, Madam Chairman, if I can, about, I don't know if he's going to drive to Nashville, or I'm going to drive to Nashville, so we'll see who's going to drive to Nashville. So.
Item number 13 on tonight's agenda was a review of the Cannon County School Board policies in Section 4, which is concerning the instructional program, policies 4.100 to 4.805. If there are any questions tonight, I know Dr. Holman is here since this is concerning the instructional program. Do we have a motion on the floor to approve these?
I got an email that from PSBA that there's been an update. Anybody else?
There was update 4.700. Since it wasn't on the agenda, I've got that for the December meeting to actually change 4.700, and I want our staff to look at 4.700 because it involves some private school situations. I wanted Miss Bonnie to look at that and others on the staff to look at. So I will bring 4.700 back to you. So thanks. I'm glad you're getting those. I'll put it that way.
I'll make a motion. We review policies 4.100 through 4.805.
Half a second. Any more discussion? Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for bringing that to our attention. Mr.
Parrish,
please call the roll.
A motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Mr. McMackins, that the Cannon County Board of Education review Cannon County Board of Education policy section 4, instructional program policies 4.100 to 4.805. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Mr. Trammell.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Curtis.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 14, Ms. Josie Sisson addressed us on Tuesday night to consider the possibility of looking at a bonus for our faculty as we begin our budget talks. And that was discussed in length. She's not with us tonight. Any other comments or discussions concerning that? Thank you. We'll be moving on. Item number 15. I was at Cannon County Senior Center update. Mr. McMackins helped us kind of know exactly what was going on there. Mr. McMackins, do you have anything else to add, or do any of you have anything?
I just think it needs to be tabled for the time of the day.
Okay.
And what we can say there, Madam Chairman, is the update was given regarding the Senior Center at the workshop, and that Cannon County Board of Education will be advised at future developments and possible action.
Okay.
On that. Is that okay? Is that okay with everybody? We can consent and go on.
Okay. Thank you very much. Item number 16 is the discussion that the recording of all discussion concerning the recording of all board workshops and board meetings. I would like to move tonight that we officially record all board workshop and board meetings in any capacity, that we live stream them and record them through Zoom, that we make sure that following, the day following, the workshop and the meeting, that we have the recordings uploaded onto the website, the district website.
I'll second that.
I have one thing. There's a student matter, a private student matter, that a parent comes to the board. Is there some way that that can be muted for the privacy of our students?
Yes, ma'am. It will be,
And two.
And it will be stopped.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And two, you would go into the executive session. So what you would do, now, I've not been, that's never happened since I've been director, but it has happened in the past, and Ms. Patterson knows very well about, we would adjourn to another location and discuss that particular student discipline issue, and then come back in after that dish is decided. We'll record, Teresa would come in, and we would record that what was done, and then come back in here to do that. That's what would my suggestion would be. And that's in your policies, too. When it determines a student is involved and there is some disciplinary issues, or you get an appeal from the DHA or whatever, and that's what Bonnie's describing there.
I just don't want any student to have to.
No. Exactly. Yes.
So what circumstances require that lawyer to be there?
It would be if you're in a lawsuit, if there is a lawsuit and he wanted to give you confidential update on that and ask for your advice on how to proceed in a lawsuit situation, is where the lawyer would be involved and he would talk. And that would be an executive session having to do with that one issue only. You wouldn't do anything on any other issue but that one issue, and then you would come back into a regular session. Again, that's not happened on my watch at all. I'm not knocking on wood or what I can knock on right here, but hopefully we won't. But those are very tedious, and you get into the litigious, if I can say it, society that we're in right now, and you just have to do that if there's a situation like that.
This is mostly regarding just the public meetings.
Are we up for discussion on this yet?
Yes, we have a motion and a second.
Okay. The only question I have is to Mr. Mayford. Are we going to be able to do this at Cannon South and Cannon North with this Zoom? Are we going to have to buy more? I guess what I'm asking, are we going to have to spend more money to do it at those, or are we?
There is no sale.
We have a TV at South, I think.
In the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria. There's no TV at North, but we'd have to wheel something in or something like that, maybe a Promethean board or something like that we could wheel in or something there, is what you'd have to do in those locations.
Are those the only two that we would have to worry about? Is that the only two locations? Is Cannon North and Cannon South?
North.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, the high school, we had it. We had multiple. Yeah. We were out of internet, though. The luck would have it. We
so
had it. We had an outage.
We need to look into
yeah, that. That was something.
Wouldn't involve, but I mean, there's mass discussion that I want to have with Mr. Curtis.
So, go ahead. I guess I'm just going to think that I don't even know where December's meeting is, but if it's at one. Cannon
South.
Swap that date, if that is okay with the board. If Mr. Mefford's not able to get time to.
I want to enter in discussion with him what we'd have to do since we're on the road now. That we've never done that before. So, and that's here. We have to look over there. And Michael and I just had a conversation. This is being used as a classroom. This stage is for drama, and we said if we could put a TV there and have so y'all can just literally turn around and see who's talking on the Zoom would be very beneficial in this room, and it'd be used for a classroom, so it would be double duties. However, at North and or at South, there is a TV, but we'd have to sign some way of getting a computer, and I think there's a network drop in there, Michael. We'll talk in detail, but if we can't, we'll try to find some other means.
That was just my only discussion.
Sure.
Is to bring that.
But my concern is the recording of the actual audio. Just putting a simple webcam is not going to catch all the voice.
Okay.
So we may have to purchase some microphones, is what you think, Mike? And we've not discussed it. He's been busy on projects right now. That we would probably have to do some sort of wireless microphone or something that would interface into a computer that would have multiple microphones like we're doing here.
I'd love to talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, we can do it. Right after I get back from veterans. So
I hate to say this, but we need to table this to the 15th.
I think we can pass this. We just may have to reschedule the December's location.
What if money comes involved?
Well, you could still redo the December location.
Yeah.
Just to either here, the high school, or the boardroom, to where we have Zoom capabilities.
I think this is something that, quite honestly, I think our supervisors and our principals and a good majority of our teachers won't do it.
So
I'm very much in support of making sure that we officially record everything through Zoom.
Yeah.
And live stream it.
It's not that problem when it's been at the board.
You're just going with
right, right. If it's gonna cost us any money, yeah.
Yeah, I mean what
right.
How much labor and trouble is it gonna be for him plus cost? But it's like you what that's gonna be.
I think that needs to be a discussion. It's the finance, if there's any financial behind it, we need to bring it back to us.
Right. And we both agree this would benefit here, would benefit meetings, and would also benefit students. And so I think we're good with that, right, Mike? Michael, on that here, we're good. We've been wanting that Michael's been wanting that for a long time, too.
Yeah,
so
it's been on my radar.
That, you know, you have to look over here, and you might not see we're here, we can see. So, Madam Chair.
I'd like to see a motion right now that would tie this to a policy. This is a policy change, so we need to tie this to some existing policy that we're modifying or changing. What policy is that? Is that the one you sort of do tonight?
Well, it could be, but what the policy deals with is media, is media recordings. Right.
And this needs to be policy.
Yeah.
That we're going to do this.
In the policy there is a policy that deals with the media recordings. Like media recordings, you say into a media, and used to we would have Mr. Reedy who would come and film or video, excuse me, I'm dating myself, sorry. But he would video, and they would ask, this meeting is being recorded. Chairman would say, this meeting is being recorded. If you'd like to record, come up front and to record. But in that policy, it talks about no cameras or camcorders or anything without the express written permission of the Board of Education is what the policy says. So
do we need to make this a policy for future boards?
I think we should.
Is that what you're kind of getting
that's
at?
That's what I'm getting at. This should be an ongoing policy.
It should be. It shouldn't be able to come. He's saying it should. We need a policy for this to keep it going. Am I understanding you right?
If we want to ensure that transparency.
Yes.
For not only us, but for future boards.
Yeah.
I think.
But is that something TSBA?
Yeah, they can help you. TSBA can help you on that, absolutely. To do that, and there's other districts that have similar policies on that.
Yes, Rutherford County has something similar.
Yeah, Rutherford's very fortunate. They've got a whole video team that does this at their meetings because they go to. I don't know about going on the road. That's the critical part of this. I don't know about their meetings going on the road, but.
So can the motion be redone to just to say to, and also discuss TSBA.
Yes.
On a new policy.
Since I made that motion, I'm in agreement to make it a policy move. If we can make that move, have that.
Go forward and do
yes.
Let's say, could you say instead of discuss, investigate? How's that? Investigate? Is that good?
With TSBA.
And also investigate via TSBA?
Yes.
Yes.
For possible policy changes?
Yeah, or add.
Policy additions? Is that?
Yeah.
Is everybody good? You made the motion, Madam Chairman. I'm fine.
Okay.
And in that policy, we could actually incorporate the response suggested. It is explicit, it says in there in our policy that no private information.
Yeah, you've already got in that policy where you go into exec session that there's no, that you're in executive session by yourself when a student is involved. Ms. Bonnie, you want to say anything on that?
No, I'm just thinking that probably on your sign-in sheet, you'll need to do a media release, because if you've got people that are being videoed, you have to let them be their children involved. Sometimes that happens.
For example, yes.
When you have parents that come and they bring their children, they're going to change schools or whatever, that there's a media release, or you got some kind of release that children are being recorded. It's different for adults. We're dealing with children.
Kind of like the homeschool deal, if they'd have brought their little girl back in, what was it, August? If they'd have brought their little girl, that's kind of what you're saying.
It's easy. Just put it on there.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any more discussion? Mr. Curtis, please call roll.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mrs. Trammell, that all board workshops and meetings in any capacity shall be officially live streamed and recorded via Zoom. The recording will be placed for reference to all stakeholders on the school district website the following day of the workshop or meeting, and also investigate via TSBA for possible policy additions. Is that your motion,
Madam
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 17 on our agenda tonight is the discussion regarding adding on going recurring agenda item for public comments regarding agenda items only. I've looked over this today after our discussion, trying to make sure we covered this. My motion tonight is going to be the addition of an ongoing recurring agenda workshop only item for public comments regarding agenda items only. I think we need to keep this to a 15-minute limit at the beginning of the workshop. Each speaker should be given 3 minutes. Like I said, it should be current agenda items only. They can sign in as they come in. That sign-up sheet can be available about 15 minutes prior to the meeting, to the workshop, excuse me. And I believe we need to put this that needs to be the motion.
I'll second.
Yeah. We'll open up for discussion. I will say that I think doing this, the chairman of that given workshop needs to make sure that we flow smoothly, that we stick to those limits, and that means when we are conducting our business, that if individuals have already had their 3 minutes of time in respect to the board members and to the leadership of the school district, that we're going to have to make sure that it's they're limited to that 3 minutes pertaining to that item. That's my only discussion about it, that we just need to make sure the workshops are orderly, but that we can extend this to the public in a organized manner. And that's the only discussion I have on that. Is there anybody else that would like to comment before the vote? Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mrs. Trammell. That the addition of an ongoing recurring item, agenda, workshop-only item to be placed as a item of public comment. This shall be limited to the first 15 minutes of each regular monthly workshop, with each speaker to be given a limit of 3 minutes. The comments are to pertain only to current agenda items. A sign-in sheet will be available 15 minutes prior to the beginning of the workshop. Individuals may sign their name, include contact information, and indicate the agenda item number they wish to discuss. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mel?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Thank you all very much for that. Item number 18 is the approval of our vision, missions, goals, and beliefs for the 2022-23 school year. This was developed and worked on at our annual retreat. It was looked at briefly again on Tuesday night. Is there a motion for approval of these items?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Furness, please call the roll.
Madam Chairman, would you desire me to read that for the record?
Please read the vision and missions. That'll be great.
And goals, perhaps.
And goals.
Okay. Motion made by Mr. Trammell, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve the vision, mission, goals, and beliefs of the Cannon County Schools for the school term 2022-2023 of the Cannon County Board of Education, as presented as the beginning or the start of the strategic plan. Did I get your motion correct? Okay, the vision statement. Our vision of Cannon County Schools 2022-2023 is to actively engage in excellence every day in every way. Mission statement, to create an environment of excellence that will provide opportunities for all students to succeed and reach their full potential. Goals, 1, develop and implement a long-range educational plan that provides opportunities and resources for all students, faculties, and staffs. 2, provide a safe and supportive learning environment in a unified community. 3, creating a culture of excellence through high expectations in all areas. And fourthly, engage families and the community as partners in the learning process. And the beliefs with the bottom line being Cannon excels. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays, and I will get that, and we will publicize that and get that out, and then we'll make sure that that is hung in every classroom, every cafeteria, every room in Cannon County Schools.
Thank you all very much. Item number 19 is the Modernization, Reconstruction, Restructuring 5-year plan. After the discussion on Tuesday night, and Mr. Curtis telling us of the work that his team has done to get ready to present to this board, with the approval of that Tuesday, November 15th meeting coming up just in a few days, I move that we postpone this discussion to that meeting in order to hear what the leadership team has planned to give to us that night. That's my motion on the floor at this time. Any comments or discussion?
I just have one thing.
Yep.
Out of respect of our new budget committee, can we like maybe set them back at like, if we're doing this at 6, can we set like the budget meeting for 6:30? Is there any, or can we notify them? Is everybody okay with if we're discussing this? I mean, they may not. If they're there just for the budget.
Well, I mean, this
it's just gonna
kind
be part
of ties into the budget.
Yeah, we do have some budget things in there. Not definitively, but most of it, and I'm gonna try to give everybody a copy of this previous to the board meeting. I'll email it to all of you, plus our new committee members.
Okay.
And they'll have a chance to read over that you know, what our team has looked at, and just see what you think about it. I mean, that's what it is. One thing too, I'd like to get some clarification: the differences between a strategic plan and a 5-year plan. I think there's some nuances there, but a strategic plan should be your five-year plan, or should be included in a five-year plan. So I think we need some guidance on that, and I'll try to get some guidance from Mr. Torres or some of the TSB folks, because the strategic plan that you work on, I believe, needs to be a part of the central part of a five-year plan, or a 10-year plan, or 20-year plan, or, you know, the plan. Your strategic plan is your plan, is what I'm trying to say. And with you doing that, I think it would be very easily combined together that this is your five-year plan. Because strategic planning, those of you who've been on board before, is you're doing this every single year. You're revising. Every single year, you're coming back and going through. And the director and his staff then says, okay, here's our goals. And the goals that you have that we've done for 22, 23 that you just passed are the basis of your strategic plan. Your goals become the strategic plan. So, you know, that's something I think we need to clarify. And that five-year plan is, you know, you could go on a strategic plan to 10 years or 20 years or whatever, you know, you want to go. Plan is a plan is a plan. And this plan is very detailed. And our team has done, I think, an incredible job about doing every one of those goals that you just voted on, that those goals are addressed. So that's my two cents on that.
And we may need to possibly do some of the budget things first and then have this as the last item, because it will probably have more discussion than some of the specific budget items.
This first meeting, too, what I think members of the board envision there, it's an introductory meeting for where we're heading to. Where are we heading to in the budget, timelines? Where we're going to meet in January and February and March, when it's really getting nitty gritty, you know, budget. Do you want to meet twice a month or three times a month or something like that?
Mr. Atkins.
Is it possible to get a formal letter sent before people tell them congratulations, you've been coming?
I will be happy to do so on your letterhead in the morning.
The 2 dates is already been
given. Yeah, and just tell them what the 2 dates are. And the times, because the December meeting that you're doing, you know, it's going to be after a board meeting. So, you know, we'll pull up more chairs here on the stage and pull up, you know, 4 additional chairs and, you know, welcome them to them and get them a bottle of water and said, okay, it's time to roll. So, Madam Chairman, if I have your motion to postponement of this agenda item, to the scheduled strategic planning and budget workshop that is set for Tuesday, November 15th. And what are you thinking on the agenda? Place it first, last, or?
I think we should place it last.
Last on the agenda.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Can you call the roll, please?
Motion made by Chairman Thomas, seconded by Mr. McMackins. Postponement of this agenda item to the scheduled strategic planning and budget workshop that is set for Tuesday, November 15th, and it being placed as the last agenda item. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Item number 20. We were informed on Tuesday night that every employee will be full compliance. So we need to approve the annual compliance report tonight. Do I have a motion for that?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Mr. Curtis, please call the roll.
Motion made by Ms. Curtis, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve the 2022 Education Agency Compliance Report. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, 5 ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 21 on tonight's agenda. We need to give approval for Ms. Crystal Kennedy to apply for the Innovative School Models Grant. She informed us that was $1 million for the high school and $500,000 for the middle school. Do I have a motion to give her that approval?
I'll make that motion.
I'm very thankful to her, yes. for taking the time to apply for that, because she said it was kind of a lengthy process, and I'm very appreciative. So, yes, I'm glad we make that motion.
We have the second.
Seconded by Mrs. Trammell?
Yes.
And if I can say, Madam Chairman, now that you've got a motion and a second, that was proposed by, certainly by Governor Lee, and we are very, very appreciative of that from the state. Every high school in Tennessee gets one. Middle school gets $500,000. We can do a lot with that $500,000. I think Ms. Reed's very excited back there sitting in her seat that we do $500,000 here at Cannon County Middle for her career technical education program. So I'm excited. Everybody's excited on this. Where do we go with it? And what do we do? I'm excited to you know, give you updates on this as it moves along.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Motion made by Ms. Curtis, seconded by Ms. Trammell to approve the Cannon County Schools to apply for the Innovative School Model Grant for Cannon County High School and Cannon County Middle School. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Trammell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you. Item number 22 was a change of the date of the December workshop and meeting. I will move that we move the December workshop to Monday, December the 12th. And the December meeting date to Tuesday, December the 13th. At this time, the locations in which we already have those set. And this is rescheduled due to the TSBA new member orientation that two of our members will have to attend. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Please call the roll. Curtis.
I'm correcting my motion, Madam Chair.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Motion made to change the December monthly workshop date from Monday, December the 6th to Monday, 12-12-2022, and December regular monthly meeting date from Thursday, 12-08-2022, to Tuesday, 12-13-2022, workshop and meeting locations to be unchanged. This is rescheduled due to TSBA training. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Mr. Mell?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Curtis?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Madam Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Thank you very much. Item number 23, as we near the end of this workshop, is the director's comments.
Madam Chairman made a lot of comments there at the workshop. Would like to thank those hosting and those that are going to host workshops. Our teachers are working incredibly during these times. Our illness count is down. We are still experiencing illness. Received a couple texts from my fellow directors in other neighboring counties, and they're up. So I'm glad we got ours over with, and now it's their turn. But we are making it through some illness, and we appreciate everybody's patience. And I hope everybody is on the mend and getting better. And so that is my comments for this evening. And I wish everybody a very good Thanksgiving break, and appreciate the hard work that's going to be going on our budget.
Thank you very much. Item 24 is the chairman's comment. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for everyone, from the board members and Mr. Curtis, to everyone, teachers, staff, supervisors, faculty, and our principals. We appreciate you all, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday later on this month. With that, I would ask for a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you.